Ding dong!
Shut up now, you fucking bitches. Go! Get him on a fucking table and dance for Andy now, you fucker.
How do you know what's good for me?
That's my opinion!
Hello and welcome to Opinionated, the podcast for opinionated people by opinionated people. My name is Emma Williamson, and as always, I am joined here with anyway, Stephen Trojanovsky.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Look, I'm a little bit distressed. I'm all over the shop.
Mm-hmm.
On the way here today, I ran over a crow. Now, this doesn't seem like much to do, but I'm very superstitious. I believe mm-hmm. everything has an answer. The world is speaking to me. I thought that it would move.
Yep.
But alas, it did not. And I heard a big thump and a crunch and a crickety crack. Is that a cat? We have a cat?
Stephen, you know it's a cat. Stop trying to act all surprised for the
she's
pod.
She's just gorgeous.
So just a little bit back. So we'll go back to Stephen's crow story because mm-hmm. he's very shaken.
Yeah.
But we have a little mascot. Friend of the pod, Lee, got a new kitten. And she is adorable. She's a cute little black thing.
She's gorgeous. I'm allergic to cats, so this is becoming a liability.
Yeah, but if you hear a little bell throughout, it's just going to be the kitten.
Yep, and if you
it's
hear,
her home. We're yeah. intruding.
And if I start getting a little bit croaky, I am having an attack.
Yeah, and we should probably call an ambulance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you hit the crow.
I'm still distressed. Oh my God, the cat just unplugged your computer.
She just what?
She just unplugged your computer. That little bitch.
Saucer.
The crow did this. But no, okay. So I ran over the crow.
Oh my God, because you know how black cats are bad luck as well.
Black crows? And I'm not talking about the Adelaide crows either. I didn't run over any of those. This was a flying crow, the bird
type. Wouldn't have made
much
difference if you did.
This is poultry here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ran over the crow, heard a thump, and I thought, oh, fuck. I thought it was going to run out of the way. So I thought, okay, this has to mean something. Something's going on. So I Googled it. And a couple of things. So it says that death is coming.
Who's death? Like yours?
Well, that's the thing. They don't clarify. Is it my death or somebody else's death?
Surely it's not your. I mean, you might actually be the most unhealthy person I know.
I'm not that unhealthy. Okay. I'm so healthy.
Well, okay, Stephen, you eat HSBs. HSBs, I reckon, a couple times a week.
Yep.
And you're a chain smoker.
I'm not a chain. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What part of your lifestyle? And
I'm
your
not that
fridge,
bad. No,
your
no.
fridge always has champagne in it.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, it has to, of course. What are you going to drink? I always have visitors.
So your diet is a HSB, a champagne and a cigarette.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Are you complaining?
So you might die.
Are you jealous?
Death
is coming. Another thing was saying, like, I'm spreading myself too thin. And all I have to say is thank you for calling me thin.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for that. But spreading myself too thin, I can see that. I'm pretty busy mm-hmm. lately. I've got lots going on. There's lots going on that I can't say on the pod. But yeah, I'm loving it. Also, it says that when a crow dies, other crows come to investigate the death. So after this podcast, I've probably got to go and cover my tracks because I'm really scared that the crows are going
to
come after me.
What's the crow going to do to you?
Well, I'm going to have the whole bloody Adelaide Crows football team after me.
Okay.
Because they just ran over their mascot.
Please.
Yeah. What else is happening, Amy? How was your week?
I've just been very busy, booked and blessed.
Busy, booked and blessed. I love it.
Just, you know, I'm just being a young girl. Just, yep. Really living life.
Mm-hmm.
That made it sound like I'm sleeping with 9 men at a time, didn't it? Just a young girl living life. Doing
yep.
none of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, friend of the pod, Lauren went home today, so that's sad.
Oh, I hope you have a safe flight, Lauren, and thank you so much for coming on to our last episode.
But yeah, I went out and I watched the fight with Barry Hall and Paul Gallen on Friday. I went there with friend of the pod, Olivia, as well as Lauren. Mm-hmm. Had a good night, and I haven't really done much this week, but I've got a lot coming up this weekend.
Yep.
I'm an MC this weekend at an event. I will tell you guys all about it next week after the event.
Oh, I don't even know about that.
Yeah. So I'll tell you guys all about it next week.
All right, cool.
We can dissect it then.
Fabulous. Don't you think it's so funny? Like, we're so busy and we've got so much going on, but it's so dull, isn't it?
Oh, it's the dullest.
So
it's the
dull.
Dullest. People will be like, oh, how was your weekend? I'm like, oh, it was so busy. I went to Costco and became a member, which I did.
Like, Anna and Josh won Love Island. Dull. So dull.
I thought of you instantly. I didn't watch it because, you know, I stopped watching it.
I knew it was going to happen. It was just so dull. And then Angie chose Carlin to be the winner of The Bachelorette. See, again, I just dull. Don't watch it. So dull. So boring. I need some shock factor. I need some razzmatazz.
Mm-hmm.
This cat is going to be an issue. Oh, my God.
She's playing with some of our equipment, but she's just chewing it.
I'm concerned.
She's so cute, though.
She's so cute. So,
you can't really... She's our mascot now.
She's so cute. She's giving me a rash. Literally, hey, look at my arms. Disney Plus has also been announced that it's coming to Australia. Well, I don't know if it's coming or if it's already come.
No, well, it is here because a friend of mine and also friend of the pod, Tim.
Uh-huh.
So Tim posted something on his Instagram story today and it was like, oh, when your sister gets Disney Plus. And I was like, what the flip is Disney Plus?
I really need
you
to get into it.
You just told me about it on the walk over here.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get it.
Absolutely. From what I know, it's about $9 a month, which is a bargain, mm-hmm. especially when you see that you get every episode of The Simpsons ever, which is, 26
seasons or something. Do you know how many times I've been hungover and I wanted to watch The Simpsons? I remember one time, it was a Sunday. I wasn't even hungover. I was just fresh Sunday, and I watched The Simpsons movie in bed, and it was phenomenal, and now it's no longer on Netflix or anything, and it must be because of Disney Plus.
Well, I think it's Disney, Pixar, and then it's also National Geographic as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, Shark Week every week.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum. Absolutely. But also there's a TV show on there which is called High School Musical, the TV show.
Do you know what's funny is this morning when I was, you know when you get on your Spotify and you get it has your Discover Weekly?
Tell me what it was.
Mine was phenomenal this week.
Really?
You know when they just hit the nail on the head? Some weeks it's really crap because they'll put it'll be a song by Jennifer Lopez. It'll be Jenny from the Block, but it's by some random girl like Katie Elixis.
Oh, like a cover.
And it's like a cover and it's just like a $2 shop, like Stella McCartney for $2 shop. Uh-huh. So I put on my thing and there's this remix of Breaking Free from High School Musical.
Iconic. It is
so good that I might actually make it a soundbite in this episode.
Why not? Absolutely. The friends of the pod deserve it.
And I will, I think it's by a guy called Max something. It's Breaking Free remix. Get on Spotify and put it in because it's sensational, and it's made me want to watch High School Musical again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been listening to The Gayest Thing on Earth, but Celine Dion put her new album out, mm-hmm. so I've obviously been listening to that all week, and I'm a fan. I'm an absolute fan. Maybe we should make this a thing. We should talk about what's on our Spotify this
week. Discover Weekly?
What are we discovering weekly?
Well, mine's the Breaking Free remix.
Mine's Celine Dion's new album.
Get I on probably it, won't listen to the Celine Dion
No, I don't
album.
Think you will. I don't think you will.
It's just not my cup of African tea.
No, I understand.
Let's get into what's your opinion.
Yes.
But usually I put the soundbite after this, but we've got the what's your opinion thing. I'll just shove Breaking Free maybe at the end of the episode.
Pop it in. Pop it in. Yeah, just slip it in. No, no. Mm-hmm. Slip it in.
All right, let's get to it.
Mm.
We bring you all that's trending in lifestyle, arts, entertainment, and technology.
The library is open.
I don't read people.
Of course you don't, Tara, because you're Christian.
How do you know what's good for me?
That's my opinion!
Okay, so now every week at work, a friend of mine, Tracy, so Tracy's like my homegirl at work, and every week we'll be sitting at lunch and she just obsessively reads news. And she's the one who actually tells me every single week what news stories I should do. Not every week, but she's very good with coming forward. And she sent me one. We're just sitting in the little lunchroom at work and she just went, oh, and she slid it over and we need to discuss it.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
So a Massachusetts father is being held in jail after his 5-year-old son brought a bag of cocaine to his kindergarten class and said it made him feel like Spider-Man.
Oh.
The child brought a small bag of cocaine to Lawrence Elementary School in Holyoke, Massachusetts. When the boy showed the cocaine to his teacher, he said he put the powder in his mouth and it makes him feel like Spider-Man.
Makes me feel like Demi Lovato.
So the baggie was stamped with images of Spider-Man, and the teacher obviously notified the school principal, who immediately called the police. The police called an ambulance and brought the boy to the hospital as a precaution. Even though the drugs were sealed, authorities said they don't believe the boy ingested cocaine. My issue with that sentence is believe. You should be certain a 5-year-old hasn't ingested cocaine.
Yeah.
You should just go, no, I don't believe he did.
Makes me feel like Spider-Man as well. Makes me think that he's tried it or he's...
Exactly. When he said and he puts it in his mouth. give the kid a drug test. Don't just sit there and go, no, you look like you're pretty stable right now. I'm just going to go ahead and assume you haven't ingested
Check
cocaine.
Check his nostrils, do something. Right? But you've also, I think you've got to be shown how to take cocaine. I will speak from experience. Now, Mum, turn this off, but I have done this once before, right? And the time that I did it, the person racked it up, is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
I went to lick it. I thought you put it in your mouth. I didn't know you put it up your nose.
Okay, that just reminds me of that story that I told at friend of the pod, Lauren Black, at her 21st. So I remember going out one night and she was at my house and she said, oh, my mom, I'm not home. My mom's going to be going through my room. I hate it when my mom goes through my room.
No boobs or bums.
And I turned around and I said, oh, what, Lauren? Scared your mom's going to find your big stash of marijuana? So just for backstory, Lauren's like the most well-behaved girl. Like she wouldn't drive the morning after a night out because she's like, oh, there might be alcohol in my system. Like she's very...
white bread.
Yeah. And I went, oh, what, you scared she's going to find your stash of marijuana? And Lauren turned around and went, you know me, snorting that shit up.
Oh, Lauren.
And both of us just stopped and went, me and us went, hun, what do you think marijuana is?
You do. You've got to be shown.
You would get one hell of a blocked sinus if you tried to snort the ganja.
I would assume someone has shown this kid how to do drugs. Well,
so the Holyoke cops went to the boy's house where they found his father, Benny Garcia, which Benny Garcia sounds like.
Oh, he's a criminal.
Yeah, criminal. 100%. Found him asleep with 38 bags of cocaine and 70 bags of heroin in the house. Garcia had an outstanding warrant for narcotics and is now facing additional charges. So the police also found a child and an infant who also lived in Garcia's home with their mother, but both kids have been taken into child services.
That's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough, yeah.
So, like, obviously that's where the kids learn. His dad's obviously a drug dealer.
His dad's a junkie.
Yeah. I mean, you see the dad. He looks like a criminal.
That makes me feel sad, but I'm also sort of very happy that the child brought those drugs to school. 100%. Because then good on the school. Go to the school.
It's like, did you see that photo that was on social media? And it was this child's done a drawing of his mum at work. And it said, when I grow up, I want to be like mummy. Have you seen it?
She's a pole
and
dancer.
Have you seen the letter that the mum sent to the school?
Yeah.
And she said, like to her teacher, I just want to clarify that photo because it's literally a photo of a mum and she's standing on what looks like, it's like a square.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a podium with a pole. And there's all these people around with money.
I'm going to leave a note right now.
Are you going to upload it?
I need to put this on the pod, so on the Instagram.
The mum sent a letter in saying, just to confirm, I'm not actually a stripper pole. I work at Home Depot and it was during a massive snowstorm. We only had one snow shovel and I was telling my daughter about how all the customers wanted this snow shovel because we're about to sell out. So basically the photos of all these people like trying to buy the snow shovel, but it looks like she's a pole dancer.
I love it.
That's another instance where like a kid has just what's like, you know, when kids are like, for instance, when it's like Mother's Day and they have to write their Mother's Day cards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the ones that you sent?
Yes. I think I did that. My mum yells a lot.
Yep.
Which, I mean, look, she had three boys. She had to yell. She had to yell and that's fine. What else did I do? I think that's probably it. I remember one, because my mum keeps all this shit.
Yeah.
And when we were moving house, I remember looking through them. And one of them was like, my dad likes bananas and mustaches. I thought, is that my dad or is that what's the guy from Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury. He'd like mustaches and bananas, I assume.
I remember mine said something about my mum and my dad. And then it said, my mum's name is Linda. She smokes. And that's all. And then with my dad, it said, my dad's name is John. He eats sardines. And that's all. I don't know why I ended up with that's all. I went on to say, do you remember when you had to say, what did you say when you, do you remember what you said when you said you wanted to be old, when you wanted to grow up? I still remember mine.
No, I don't remember. Mine changed all the time.
Mine also lied. It said like I had this amazing cubby house and all these bikes. And I was like,
I probably wanted to be like a mum.
Said I had a trampoline. I didn't have any of that. I mean, I had a cubby house and bikes, but I didn't have a trampoline.
I probably said when I grow up, I want to become Julia Roberts or something
Well,
like
mine,
that.
Funny you say that. Mine says, when I grow up, I want to be Ginger Spice.
Oh, fucking hell. I think I might have told this on the pod before, but I remember one Christmas, my mother absolutely...
You haven't told this on the pod.
No, I've told you 1,000 times. I've probably showed you it as well.
Yeah.
But my mother ruined Christmas one year because all I wanted was a Spice Girls doll, right? All I bloody wanted.
You're going to be specific. It wasn't just any Spice Girls.
Okay, she would have known. She's my mother. She would have known that the best ones was Baby Spice, Scary Spice, or Victoria. We don't call her Posh Spice. She's Victoria. It's Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Right? She got me fucking Ginger. Ginger Spice. Jerry Halliwell.
I remember Steve.
The worst. I looked at it and I'm like, oh my God, a Spice Girls doll. Ginger. What the fuck?
When you were talking about Christmas, yep. And you were like, do you want, the first time I heard this story, you were like, do you want to hear how my mother ruined Christmas?
Yeah.
And you were like, all I wanted was Scary Spice and I got Ginger.
I got Ginger. The best ones, yeah, Scary, Baby. All the girls wanted Baby. Everyone wanted Baby Spice.
See, I was a Ginger Spice girl.
You were a Ginger Spice girl.
Now, like, as I'm older, I definitely would have been Sporty Spice.
Well, I've still got it. And it's still in the box, mint condition. I'm not getting rid of it. That's right.
Like, I have a Liam paint, Liam from One Direction. I have his doll in mint condition, still in box. I think it's going to be worth something one day.
Well, guess how much it is mint condition in the box because I've still got it. How much? Just have a guess. Have a guess.
$90.
About $23. Okay. Or you could buy the whole set of five for about $60 on eBay. I looked into it when they were doing their tour.
Maybe you should finally buy yourself the...
I might buy it. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, this weekend.
All right. But back to the kid who took cocaine to school. What's the worst thing you've ever taken to school? Have you ever taken something bad to school?
My grandma's dog, Lisa.
Do you remember Lisa? I remember that, yeah.
So for context, my grandma lived just around the corner from our primary school. So I would get dropped off at her place in the morning. I'd have breakfast with her and then we would walk to school together.
Mm-hmm.
One day she did not want to walk me to school because maybe it was cold or she didn't want to walk up the hill. It's fine. So I walked myself. But I didn't walk myself. I also walked her Pomeranian, Lisa. Lisa, for context, is Macedonian for fox because, I mean, she looked like a fox.
Mm-hmm.
She was a foxy little girl.
What does a fox say?
Yes. She was a foxy little girl. It lasted until, like, literally the bell went, and then my grandma was, like, running up the hill. She's like, Steven, Lisa, I need Lisa.
See, I don't really think I took anything bad to school.
No.
Have I told you the underwear story from primary school?
No.
So this isn't really taking. So you normally had to go to school swimming.
Yeah.
And you would obviously go to school in, like, with your bathers underneath your uniform.
I swear you said this last week or the week before.
Have I told it on the pod?
Yeah, I know exactly where this is going. The underwear on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said this on the pod.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. I haven't taken anything.
Your most embarrassing story.
That wasn't my most embarrassing, was it?
Apparently.
Surely poo in my face beats.
Maybe that was. Maybe just say the story anyway. We'll just roll with it.
No, well, we already know it. Anyways, right. My undies are on the floor and everyone's like, so I think maybe that's why I'm... Oh, no. One time I took my wallet to school. Don't even get me flipping started on this. So I had just got this cool ass. It was like a Rip Curl wallet. It was Velcro.
Oh, my God. Cool.
And my mum had given me, like, I don't know, 70 cents. I was going to get a Sunny Boy.
Yeah.
And I lost my wallet during the day and I was in prep. Shout out to Mrs. Fearncelli.
Hey.
And I was like, where's my wallet? Where's my wallet? And do you remember those two little bitches that were in our prep? They were those twins and they had that, like,
don't sort even of like, get
it wasn't like they had the front fringes
started.
And then those really even, like, sharp bobs.
Yeah, I'm so not even going to say their names, but they were troublemakers.
Was one of them Danielle?
They were essentially the Veronicas.
Do you know what their names are?
Yeah, it was Danielle and... I don't remember.
Anyways, fuck them. And I don't really like to swear on this pod, but fuck them.
Yeah.
So I lost my wallet and then they had it. And I was like, those bitches have stolen my Rip Curl wallet. And I went and told the teacher and the teacher took the wallet. And she said, okay, well, whose is this? Like, I can't prove it. And she said, how much money is in there?
Uh-huh.
And that was her test. And I didn't want to, like, I was like, well, I think it's like $2. And the girls went, I don't remember. Or no, I think it was the other, they said an amount and I said, I don't remember. And because I said, I don't remember, she didn't believe me and she put it on her desk and I was so angry and I was more upset because, like, my mum gave me money to get a Sunny Boy. I don't want to not get this Sunny Boy. My mum's giving me, like, I was more upset that my mum's money was just going to sit there not being used for a Sunny Boy. So the bell rang and I just went, fuck this. And I just walked up and I grabbed my Rip Curl wallet and I just legged it out of that classroom and I never heard a thing back from it.
Amazing.
But I think since that incident where I had to re-steal my own wallet from those evil twins, I never took anything to school. Everything was too precious.
That's amazing. That's great.
Mm.
That's great. Studio audience, what do you think?
Woo! So you took a dog and I stole my own wallet.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? None of us took cocaine. So
no, none
bonus.
Of us took cocaine. None of us took any drugs.
Yeah, and if you're a kid, don't take cocaine to school.
Yeah,
as that's if, not show and tell.
Don't take it to school. Take it to my workplace. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Bad your faith, it gives me strength to This week, R&B Fridays was brought down under, and they brought some of their world's best R&B artists, and Qantas decided to crush the party.
Speaking of R&B Fridays, I went to R&B Fridays.
You didn't.
Yeah, I got free tickets.
Did you?
Yeah. So a friend of the pod, Steph, her mum got free tickets to their work, and they were like $400 like floor tickets, right?
Really?
Yeah, so we were in like the VIP floor area. Let me just tell you. I don't remember much of R&B Fridays because friend of the pod, Stephanie, was like a hurricane that never stopped coming. She was.
Oh, no.
I adore this woman. You've never seen a more drunker person.
Oh, no.
She was like falling over. There were random girls having to take her to the toilet. She was a hurricane that night. And I spent most of my night having to hold onto her arm. And then there were like these nice girls around. I was like, those girls are nice. Hold on to them. At one stage.
They're your problem. She's your problem now, nice girls. At one stage,
she said, I'm going to the toilet. And then my phone rings and I answer. And it's like, hello, is this Amy Williamson? And I was like, fuck. And it was from her number. And I was like, yes, this is Amy. And then, so we've just got Stephanie Lucy here. Can you please come to gate 46? So I was like, oh, what's happened? There were just two cops there and they're like, she's a bit drunk. Mind you, the nicest police officers ever. I have a selfie with them. We'll post it on the gram.
Yeah. Okay.
They were the nicest cops ever. And they were like, no, she's clearly off her dick. Just like take care of her, hold her hand and get her through the night. So I was at R&B Fridays. Did I see the Black Eyed Peas? No, but we can all blame Steph for that.
Well, I heard it was shocking because Fergie wasn't even there.
Oh, well, yeah.
How are you going to sing My Humps with Will I Am singing about his humps? He's a lovely lady lumps.
He ain't got no humps.
He ain't got no lovely lady lumps. Lovely lady lumps.
Well, say that three more times faster.
Lovely lady lumps.
Say it again.
He ain't got no lovely lady lumps.
Again, faster.
Lovely lady lumps. Well, back and scene. Well, Qantas decided they're going to crash the party. And Will.i.am claims that he was racially profiled and abused by an air hostess who was being, and I quote, beyond rude and aggressive towards him for wearing noise-canceling headphones during a safety demonstration. Okay, we are very well flown.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember the last time I watched a safety demonstration on an airplane.
I mean, I always look at them. That's just because they're in front of my face.
Do you
face.
Take notice, though? Or do you think, if this plane's going down, I'm not... No. If this plane's going down, I'm not putting on my life jacket. If it's going down, it's going down.
Oh, no. Do you know the one that kills me? If it's like... You know when there's like that... They're like, if the slide comes down, please remove your shoes. I'm like, if the plane's going down, I'm not removing my shoes to go down a flipping slide.
No.
I am.
I'm getting my shit
belly
from up
whacking
there.
Out of there.
Nah, I'm getting my carry-on. I'm getting my carry-on.
Steve, you can't take your bag in an emergency.
Wait, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where the plane's crashing. I could be in New Caledonia. What am I going to do there? I need my bag.
Insurance, what are you going to do? Text from the water? Oh, my plane crashed.
Yeah, update my Instagram.
La Mayo.
Hashtag lol. Hashtag lol.
That's like such a mum thing. It's like how old people on Facebook use they use dashes and commas instead of actual full stops.
Okay, boomer. Well, it comes weeks after the Veronicas put Qantas on blast for the same airline hostess while she kicked the sisters off a flight for a similar disagreement before the flight took off.
Why'd they kick her off?
They asked the flight attendant to help them put their bags up over the head, over, what do you call it, at the top there?
In the overhead lockers.
Overhead lockers. And they refused and they said, no, you have to do it yourself. And they said, well, we're 5'1", we can't reach it. So then a passenger helped them and was like, oh my God, the Veronicas, let me help you. I'm so untouched. grabbed their bags and put them up there. And then the flight attendant came over there and lectured them.
What?
Yeah, and said, you know, just because you're the Veronicas, blah, 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 you shouldn't be getting people to do things for you.
How is this woman still employed?
I know, the Veronicas were giving them probably attitude, so they said, all right, get off the plane. And they got off the plane and were greeted by police.
Full-blown, hey?
Full-blown. Well, in the same week, Eric Smith, who was the bassist for Janet Jackson.
Bassist
or bassist? It's
definitely bassist.
I don't know how you would say it.
You're not a bassist. You're a bassist because you play the bass. Bassist, oh, my God, bassist. Guys. This might be a podcast true. First. I am the one who's pronouncing something correctly. Claps. Thanks, studio audience.
Oh, all right.
Yep. All right. So the bassist.
Look, I don't agree, but okay. he was told last minute that he couldn't take his guitar on board or his bass or his bass.
His sea bass.
He wanted to take his bass on board despite all the other white passengers being allowed to do so.
Okay. Have you seen that video? It's about American Airlines or something. And some guy was in a band and they threw his guitar and they damaged it. So he wrote this song that went viral. And it was like, it was United. United breaks guitars. And he, like, it was, again, like we were saying about, they weren't allowed to take his guitar, so they made him put it under in, like, the cargo.
Oh, yeah, maybe that'll come up on my Spotify.
And they threw it and they broke it.
Maybe that'll come up on my Spotify Discover Weekly.
Who yeah, knows? Maybe.
Yeah, you, what well, is
the
it?
Phone United. Listens to everything.
United
breaks guitars.
Okay, Celine Dion did a cover of that, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, people started recording the flight attendant going, fucking Jats crackers. And then apparently someone from Qantas came on board and said, delete that video. This plane is not taking off until you delete that video.
And well, you can't do that.
Well, apparently they did. I wasn't there. Who can say? But yeah. A lot of people are saying that Qantas was racially profiling Will I Am and the bassist or bassist because they were black. Because white passengers were allowed to bring their instruments on board. Why wasn't Janet Jackson's bassist or bassist allowed to do the same?
Well, were other passengers allowed to take their instruments? Or is that just something people are saying? If you show me proof of other people taking their guitars onto the plane, then sure, let's make it a racial issue.
There was a photo.
My issue is... Oh, okay. So what do you mean?
He did. So when he got on board, he took a photo of the overhead... What is it again? Sorry.
Overhead locker.
And he took a photo of another guitar in the overhead locker. And he said, why wasn't I allowed? But this white passenger was.
I don't know.
You don't know if it's a race thing.
See, I know if it is. Like, I mean, it does sound pretty coincidental. My issue is people are so quick these days to throw the race card or you're being homophobic.
Yeah, true.
Or, like, when I used to drown you in the pool, Steve, and I wasn't being homophobic. I was just being a bitch.
Amy, you would drown me in the pool and say, gay bashing, while drowning me in my swimming pool.
Makes me sound really bad. Just to clarify.
You weren't the only one.
Okay, every time I like turn up to do this podcast, Stephen has some sort of comment. Today, he looked at me and went, maybe do you want me to go to Safeway by myself, darling? I mean, what is this? What's going on?
Amy, you weren't wearing pants.
I am wearing pants. I'm wearing a dress over a hoodie. And you went, well, this is different. And then you turned around and said, you know, you can come out with me because I'll look better.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. But yeah, my issue is the people quickly making something a bigger issue than what it is. I think that this woman obviously needs to be fired.
Yeah.
She should not be employed, regardless of whether it's race or not. If it is race, well, then Qantas needs to do something. They need to put out a statement about this. Even if there's speculations about it being a racial attack, they need to come up and say something because it's just going to continue to spread.
Uh-huh. Who owns Alan Joyce? He ain't doing shit. He ain't coming out doing shit. Calm down. Does he? Is he Qantas? Yeah, he is. He's a CEO. Yeah. Okay, great.
You make it sound like I know.
Great. Okay. Shall we move on?
Yeah. What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. Check it out.
This week, God held a press conference to further distance himself from former spokesman Israel Folau. Jokes. All right. This week, a leaked video, not recorded for the general public, shows defamed former Wallaby player Israel Folau, friend of the pod. Linking, very first friend of the pod. He was on our very first episode. Linking the reason behind the bushfires, which have caused chaos over the east coast of Australia, to gay marriage.
shock horror.
You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
No, but it was also abortions as well.
Yeah, yeah. So he blamed Australia after legalising abortions and same-sex marriage. And all I have to say about this is don't bring abortion into this. It was obviously the gays. The gays ruined everything, Amy.
The gays ruin everything.
Look at Bonds. Bonds, for example. Bonds has a new campaign out. It's two gay men. People are livid.
Up in arms.
Oh, okay, Boomer. Yeah. he suggests that God's punishing Australia for legalising same-sex marriage and legalising abortions, which I thought abortions were already legal. Although, no, I think in New South Wales they're illegal.
They're not legal. So what it is you need to... you go to a clinic and you basically have to go through testing and stuff, and then a doctor will say it's for medical reasons. So once it is for medical reasons, you are allowed to get it. But you can't just walk into an abortion clinic and go, give me an abortion, and then they just like put you on a table.
Right.
You have to see like a therapist, and then you have to see a doctor, but eventually they'll give it to you.
Okay, fair enough. Well, this is the final nail in the coffin, I think. Mm-hmm. Israel Folau is D-U-N, done.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's just distancing themselves from him.
Oh, yeah.
This is the final straw.
You cannot turn around and say that, hundreds of people's houses have burnt down and there's been, four deaths from
people
it?
People have died, yeah, absolutely.
And you can't turn around and say that that's a punishment for allowing same-sex marriage and abortions.
Yeah.
He is just the most vile human. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Gorgeous to look at.
Yeah.
So hot.
No, now I see him in a new light.
But he's just a piece of, if anybody deserves to go to hell, it's probably Israel Folau.
Yeah, I think God's punishing us by giving us Israel Folau. That's our punishment. We need to repent.
If anything, you're the punishment, Israel Folau, because you are such a vile human being.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, breaking news. Breaking news.
What?
Amy?
What?
Folau has just announced he's suing God for unfair dismissal. This is going to Fair Work, Amy.
He's suing God?
This is for unfair dismissal that's going to Fair Work.
But how is he suing God?
Amy, it's a joke.
Oh.
Did someone say KFC?
I didn't get it.
I set you up for that.
I didn't get it. I don't care.
I love it. But no, this is absolute.
Garbage. I literally got so excited that I was like, what's the breaking news?
Yeah, that was the breaking news.
In my head then I went, oh, crap. I'm then going to have to edit this so quickly and get it out while this news is still breaking.
Yeah, absolute breaking news. We're the first one to report it. Yeah. He's suing God for unfair dismissal because he's no longer God's spokesperson.
Don't you think he should probably just give up?
He needs to. This is his religion, though. So it's kind of hard because I always encourage people to follow your religion and do 100%. Say what you need to say. And do what you need to do in regards to your religion. But don't tell me. Don't just get it away from me.
I also think if you're such a public figure, mm-hmm. If you want to be religious and stuff, good on you. Spread your message. But you can't be spreading a hateful message.
True.
That's not what you're trying to send out. There are lots of celebrities out there and athletes. I mean, Gary Ablett, yes, he dabbled in liking Israel Folau's post. And, he still gets booed. But Gary Ablett's somebody who is quite, he's into religion. Mm-hmm. You don't hear him jamming it down your throat.
No.
He's not going out there and saying, besides that one like that he did on the post, he's not going out there and saying, oh, this is all because of the gays and you're all going to hell. He's doing it in a way that, he has his beliefs, but he's not being a dick about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's what you genuinely believe and you're on such a public stage and you're on a public platform and everyone's listening to you, you can't be going and saying all those hurtful things. And you can't just turn around and say that the bushfires are God's way of punishing us because we're allowing same-sex marriage and abortions. What kind of human being are you? Think about all those people that have their houses burned and they're going to go, oh, yeah, no, this is definitely God's way.
Yes, this is God.
Because two men can now go get married. This is God.
God did this. Yeah. God did this.
And if God, isn't God meant to be this person who loves everyone and he accepts everyone? So why on earth is he going and starting bushfires? Mm-hmm. You're making God kind of seem like a dick as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Scott Morrison actually went up and he dismissed Israel Folau's comments and said this is not something that represents him. But Scott Morrison denies anything to do with climate change. He thinks that this has nothing to do with climate change, even though 27 bushfires in the month of November is somehow normal.
Mm.
This ain't normal, mate.
No, no, it's not.
This is an issue.
Yeah.
And it's not the gays' problem or abortions. Abortions didn't cause this, babe.
Oh, abortions caused. And if so, Why isn't Ireland out there getting hammered?
Yeah, exactly.
They just went and legalized the same things.
How many abortion clinics burnt down? But no, you've got Susie and Carl up in... Where's a bushfire? Give me a suburb.
New South Wales?
Yeah, a suburb. Great, thanks. But yeah, you got Susie and Carl's house up there. Simple folk. They lost everything.
Yeah.
And...
They're being punished because we...
The koalas.
Oh.
I've donated. Have you donated?
Yes, I have.
Absolutely. You have to.
Yeah. Of course you do. I think that it's one of those things that it's such a tragedy, and it's almost... It kind of upsets me that he is again becoming relevant again, mm-hmm. and he's using something that is so horrifying. And so devastating, and he's using it as another way to spread his message and just be seen in the media. Like, why are you still here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this video was not made to be viewed by the public.
Go
be
a pest somewhere else.
It was supposed to be for his small church group. But the thing is, blaming gays for something like that, the gays get blamed for everything. Mm. Well, not everything. Okay, well, dumb people blame the gays for everything.
What do the gays get blamed for?
Oh, I'm sure there's people who are like, I'm not buying
Besides
bonds
double
anymore.
Double denim and hair gel, what are the gays getting blamed for?
I don't know, Sex in the City? STDs? Okay, that was sex...
Oh yeah, yeah. The gays are definitely getting I'll pay that. The gays are definitely getting the blame for STDs.
Absolutely.
It's like nobody else has sex apparently, and nobody else catches STDs besides the gays.
I know. Where was I going with this? Speaking on behalf, I am. I don't know if you know this, but I am a gay man. I know.
Homosexual.
I know. Thank God.
What, Stephen?
Mom, turn the pot off.
Stephen, why are you coming out?
It's not insulting because you've sort of heard it before. You know what I mean? You get shit all the time.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to a point where it's almost comical. Like mm-hmm. when someone's like, this is because of the gays, I'm like, okay, boomer. Like, Stephen, sure. All right, mate.
What is this okay, boomer?
Have you not heard this?
No, you said it three times and I've just moved past
You've not heard this?
No.
It's, I think it's a way for millennials to sort of troll, baby boomers, because baby boomers love to complain. They love it. They love to complain. Oh, you know, millennials can't earn houses because they're getting avocado on toast on Saturdays. And okay. Like, okay, baby boomer, calm down.
Back to that point though.
Yeah.
When you called me about the Israel flout, you and your partner Paul, friend of the pod,
God bless him, Paul, love him.
You guys called me and you were like, breaking news, and you told me the Israel flout, and then you were like, oh, it's the gays. The gays ruin everything.
The gays ruin
and
everything.
And both you and Paul were laughing about it because it's so comical that he's now blaming the gays.
Yes.
Speaking of being gay, you know how I love to somehow pull a BuzzFeed quiz into this episode.
We love a BuzzFeed quiz on Opinionated
Pod. And it's typically what I bring to the table. I'm doing it again. So speaking of...
lost all our listeners. Yeah, they're all gone.
So you know how the gays ruin everything.
Everything.
So this will also be a warning site for all mothers out there. Friend of the pod, Lee, you're going to have a baby, so listen up.
Lee, are you still in our studio audience? Yeah, she is.
So these are 31. If you did any of these 31 things as a kid, you're definitely gay now. So mothers, if your kid's doing any of these, get rid of them because cool. The gays ruin everything.
Make it a speed run because 31 is a lot.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, I want you to tell me if you did it.
Okay.
Everyone who woke up first at a sleepover is gay.
Yep.
Yeah. Every kid who sat like this in grade school is gay now.
How are they sitting?
And he's got like one leg bent and it's like tucked under and there's one on top.
Oh, my God, Amy, I'm sitting like that right now. But chairs are not there to be sat on, like a frumpy, dumpy, I don't know, Humpty Dumpty. You sit, you sort of lean elegantly on a chair. That's the gay agenda.
Oh, okay. everyone who chose Princess Peach in Smash Brothers.
I still do.
Is now gay. Everyone who grew up liking Greek myths is gay now.
Nah.
No, you didn't like, you're just
Greek myths?
Enough.
I was Macedonian. I wasn't
like
anything Greek.
Oh, okay. Everyone who liked There's Gotta Be More to Life by Stacey Orrico as a kid?
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone who heavily edited their MySpace?
Yep, me.
Everyone who liked Homestar, wait, that's American. We don't know what that is.
Oh my God, you know what my MySpace song was before it got shut down?
What?
Now do the pretty girl rock.
What is that?
It was a song called Pretty Girl Rock, and I think it described
me accurately. Everyone who has Pretty Girl Rock as their MySpace page is gay now. If the original pink Power Ranger was your favourite, then you're probably gay now.
That's a yellow one, but okay.
Everyone who played The Sims growing up is gay now.
It's everyone. Yeah.
I still play The Sims. Everyone who collected rocks as a kid?
No, I didn't collect rocks.
Everyone who knew all the words to Fergalicious in middle school?
Should I repeat it right now? Because I know absolutely every word.
Everybody, okay, we don't have Home Depot, but I'm sure you can relate.
Bunnings. Yeah.
Everyone who lived for Bunnings' light section as a kid.
Yeah, I still do. I go to Bunnings quite often, actually. And I always go to the light section because I've got fabulous pendants.
Everyone who loved Everywhere by Michelle Branch is gay now.
Because you're right. I've cried to that song.
Oh. Everyone who had an Avril Lavigne phase.
Yep, I'm your girlfriend.
Everyone who watched The Simple Life is gay now.
I messaged you a few weeks ago because attention, friends of the pod. If you are in Australia, download the Channel 7 app because they have every season of The Simple Life on there. Ready to stream.
Everyone who read this, which is the, what was that called? The Rainbow Fish?
Oh, The Rainbow Fish, yeah.
Yep, you did that.
Yeah.
Everyone who played the thimble in Monopoly.
Yes.
Everyone who went to the nurse's office way too much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone who had an ancient, no, we didn't, you didn't have that. Everyone who listened to this album when they were younger is gay now, and it's Autobiography by Ashley Simpson.
What happened to Ashley Simpson?
I think she's
She was caught lip syncing. That's right.
Really?
Yeah, she was lip syncing on The Late Show with David Letterman or something, and it was shocking. She just never recovered from it.
Okay. Anyone who used the word frenemy in middle school.
Yep.
Everyone who had an MP3 player before they had an iPod in school is gay now.
That's everyone. We all did that.
No, it's not.
You didn't have an MP3 player.
I went to an iPod.
Oh,
money. Okay. Kids who went to the book fair just to buy cool pens and oversized erasers are all gay now.
Yep, the accessories.
Kids who had the turquoise DSi.
I don't know what that is. But anything turquoise, it's great.
Oh, this one's kids who used to say present instead of here.
Yep.
Are gay now.
Yep.
Kids who only...
No, stop for a second.
Yep.
Remember, you would say present and the next person would say... Bigger present.
I've never heard that.
People like, even okay, bigger present.
Anybody who says that is gay now.
Christmas present.
We've actually gone through this list really quickly. Kids who only played on the swings at recess are gay now.
Yep.
Kids who played and pretended the clips were bags. Like the...
What are you talking about?
Those clips. Like, what are they called?
A bulldog clip.
A bulldog clip. Anyone who played as bulldog clips or a handbag are gay now.
Well, no, I never did that. I had friends.
Although now I'm looking and I'm like, that could have been a good handbag for my doll. Mm. The kids who used to order chicken fingers off menus.
Yeah, still
okay, do. But I feel like that's everyone.
That's everyone.
Kids who were the last standing in dodgeball because they hid in the back of the gym until the end of the game and then lost immediately when forced to try and catch or throw a ball again now.
No, I was out first. They'd aim for me because they'd be like, get this faggot off the court. Get him.
Kids who had Buttercup as their favourite Powerpuff Girl are gay now.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what the other one was. What were the other three?
So, Stephen, I would say you had an almost a 90% strike rate with that. So,
yeah. Israel Folau, come at me.
Yeah, Israel. that's going to be his hit list. He's going to walk around and be like, did you listen to Autobiography by Ashley Simpson? If so, Tsunami is your fault.
How did we get onto this? Oh, Israel Folau talking about bushfires. Well, he's not the only person who's talked about the bushfires. Mm. Kim Kardashian came out too.
Did she?
She showed her support. She had something to say regarding the bushfires. She posted a video online expressing her concern and then told us to get ready because she had a big announcement coming.
Was it about Skims?
Well, she didn't ever really clarified what it was, but let me read some of the tweets that people had to retweet to her. Someone tweeted, please tell me it's rain. Someone else said, kind of on fire, but I'm looking forward to your exciting news. Someone else said, is it a fire extinguisher? Someone else said, better not be another baby named Ashtray.
Oh my God.
But essentially, KKW fragrance is coming to Maya for Christmas. And she wanted to use...
She did not.
Yeah. I don't think that she meant to say it at this time. I think that she was told, you need to promote KKW going to Maya in Australia on this date or this week. I don't think that she would have known that God was punishing us for gay marriage.
And now they're punishing us with Kim Kardashian West fragrance.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's not a punishment. That's a gift.
That's a gift and it is available at Maya.
I'm sure it's very highly flammable though, so maybe not ideal.
It's got a high fire danger label on it.
On a no one holds a flame to you, sweets. On a docal, this has got a high fire danger label on it. Don't hate me 'cause I'm beautiful. Don't hate me 'cause I'm beautiful. Hey, and
you hear that? It's Autobiography by Ashley Simpson. Still a track, babe. And I think that's all we have time for. So thank you so much for listening to this current episode of Opinionated. Loved having you. Loved having the chat. If you want to become a friend of the pod, jump on our Instagram and follow us. It's at The Opinionated Pod. Follow us, like all our pics. We'll like them back. We have fun. It's all good.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. And sayonara.
Sayonara. Goodbye.
Farewell. Start speaking.
Oh, okay. No, start again.
Fucking idiot.
This week, God is how to... Start again.
Oh my God.
No, I'm sorry. I'm distracted.